This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your job is to follow orders from the governor of Texas, which is the order you have to do. It's stupid, it's hard to do. And I know what the orders were put forth. I know what orders were put out by the governor. Who is your chief? He is your chief. Your commander-in-chief, you can roll your eyes out.
I'm not rolling my
eyes. What you guys don't understand is you guys are in full active duty to tell us what an order is. When the chief
commander-in-chief the world.
That's what you need to do, because that's your job at Texas National
Guard. You're not wearing a uniform,
dude. I already did my job.
And I'm doing mine.
Right. You follow the orders of the governor. That's what you guys have done.
You guys are good.
You're facilitating buses. The governor said in order to slow down the influx of illegal immigrants. You guys aren't doing that. Where's your pride in following orders, man? Come on, man. You're wearing a uniform to save and represent the state of Texas, not Border Patrol. Have some pride, gentlemen. The governor spoke. You need to follow those orders.
Thank you.
That's what we do.
So that was the footage we got of a veteran who was there on the scene talking to Border Patrol and the Texas National Guard about what they're doing and how they're disobeying their orders and just telling it like it is, folks. Look, America's getting sick of this, man. And this whole I'm just doing my job thing ain't going to fly. Ain't going to fly because we know where that goes historically. So I understand Border Patrol agents, for the most part, are good people. Sadly, I have to be honest, though, we've now run into some bad ones. We've now run into some bad eggs. We've now seen that there are bad eggs with Border Patrol. And, of course, it's a large group. Most people are good people. And the Texas National Guard, for the most part, like that you see in that video, again, I don't want to make blanket statements here, but most of them are just young, and they've just gotten in, and they're just kind of taking orders and trying to be down there and not cause a scene. And so there's some other stuff that we learned through that process that I won't get into that's kind of off the record. But, I mean, so he's explaining, you were sent down here by Governor Abbott to secure the border. You're now facilitating illegal immigrants coming in, and then they get all uppity and say, well, no, you just think you're better than us. Well, no, he's just explaining to you how orders and commands work. And now we're watching you. We're watching you do this, which we captured, the illegal immigration pipeline. I had to call it out. Here it is.
I'm not going there.
So there's a Border Patrol agent trying to block. That's Savannah Hernandez filming. They try to block her. By the way, that lady blocked Ted Cruz from filming, too. That lady on the bottom right, she's the one that tried to block Ted Cruz from filming, a congressman. So who do you think you are, woman? The agents are trying to do their work, which is get illegal immigrants in. And we're supposed to accept it.
You guys are loading the back up, and we're trying to get you to the border.
And now here come the trucks in to block the media. So first they tried using Border Patrol agents and Texas National Guard agents to block the media. That didn't work because we're free Americans that have a First Amendment right. So then they tried to run us over with a truck. And none of us wanted to get hit with a car, so we moved out of the way. But yeah, I mean, we could have stood and have been run over by a car, and that would have been the good guys. And Democrats would have cheered on Border Patrol then. So they lie about Border Patrol when they do their job. And then if Border Patrol would have run over one of us in a truck, they would have said, good job, just run over those dirty Americans. Do them like Ashley Babbitt. More of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show on band.video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Democrats are bringing in the illegals, and they expect them to vote Democrat. And they hit them with all the propaganda on the way up here, and then they get a immediate access into their consciousness, their stream of consciousness, by giving them the cell phone that they then push the propaganda to on their push notifications. And that's how it goes. And they got all their lawyers there waiting, too. So all the Democrat lawyers are going to be there telling them, oh, the Republicans are trying to do this and stop you from coming in. You better vote Democrat. We'll give you free stuff. All a giant scam. They're all commies at the end of the day. Former aide to AOC, now running the Communist Party of New York. Dirty commies. Dirty commies. Make communist an insult again. Democrat congressional staffer thinks his boss is lying about her record. Oh, yeah, well, reality hits liberal Democrats hard. I saw a picture from Biden speaking at Howard University. I don't know if it was real or not. That's why I didn't show it. But it was. I think it was just a meme. It might have been real, but I think it was just a meme. But the energy's real, and it was a person holding up his graduation cap, and the message on it was, Joe Biden doesn't care about black people, or it was Democrats don't care about black people, something like that. So they're starting to get it. And, I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. Just look at the areas that have the highest black population density. It's all run by Democrats, and it's all being run into the ground. So I'm not saying Republicans are the answer, but pretty obvious Democrats are the problem. We go back to the phone lines, and Christine is in New Jersey. Christine, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good.
Good. So, yes, I don't think you touched on this yet, but I don't know if you saw it. A New York Post reported, I'm just trying to pull it up, give me a sec. I just had it. New York Post reported last night, I saw this last night on Twitter, homeless vets are being booted from New York hotels to make room for migrants.
Yes. So, yeah, we covered that in the first hour. Yeah, we covered that. And basically what's going on is... You have Democrats suing the Republicans who are making the laws that are trying to block the hotels from booking all the rooms to illegal immigrants. And look, the hotels are like, this is free money for us. You know, we don't even have to make sales. The government comes down here and rents every single room in our hotel. So for them, it's like the easiest business ever. So the Republicans in New York tried to pass legislation blocking them from kicking out people, kicking out veterans. And the Democrat lawyers sued to stop that. But yes, they are kicking out veterans. They are kicking out wedding parties. They're kicking out everybody to make room for these illegals. Because, of course, if you're the hotel owner and the government calls you and says, we need these rooms for X amount of time, here's your payment. Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to? Of course, they're going to kick out the people that they're not making more money off of, sadly. So that's what's going on.
disgusting. I'm like sick to my stomach about what's happening at our border and to our country.
No, we're now a second class citizen. Illegal immigrants now have all the rights, all the access. And look, it sounds counterintuitive. I understand. I understand the liberals listening to this. Like that liberal woman that was out there. There was a video. You may have seen it. This debate that happened between me and this liberal. It happened live on the Alex Jones Show. We put the HD footage up, the Bandop video, on a second camera that was running. Like, I get it. It's very counterintuitive. And complex situations are really tough for liberals. And most situations are complex, so this is why they struggle so much. So I get it. It's counterintuitive. You see these people coming in. They're homeless. They look like they have no prospects or nothing. And so you feel bad, and you say, well, look, they should come here and get free stuff. We feel bad for them. But that's not what's going on here. This is a direct attack on the United States, and you're now putting American citizens as second-class citizens, forcing them to pay for all of this and destroy their own prosperity. But they don't get that. They just see a poor illegal immigrant that they just feel, oh, someone should help this person. Not them, of course, though. Not them.
They have tunnel vision. They have tunnel vision with everything. And everything that they do is tunnel vision. That's it. So, yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that. I figured you probably covered it. I tuned in late, so.
No, it is absolutely outrageous. Because I did just cover it, but you know, I didn't get too upset about it because it's just, I'm supposed to be accepting it. It's supposed to be normal. The American veteran, you're a dirtbag American. The illegal immigrant is more important than you. So yeah, we should be celebrating. Thank God the Democrats kicked out those veterans from the hotels. Get those dirty American veterans out of there and get the illegal immigrants in there. They're the ones that deserve that hotel. They're the ones that deserve all of our stuff. Not the veteran. Get the veteran out of here. Come on. All right, Christine. Thank you for your call. Thank you for bringing that back up. See, even, I mean, we have the sense of urgency. We have the passion. And even I can just sit here just, oh, they're kicking veterans out of hotels for illegal immigrants. Oh, okay. Let's go to Nathan in Knoxville. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, it's good to talk to you again. And as a combat veteran, that makes me absolutely sick and mad and everything else, you know.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've just been trying to consider ways that we can push back against this legally and lawfully. And, you know, I want to give everybody some hope that there are ways that we can resist this and fight this. I think we need to try to use the power of the purse as much as possible and vote with our wallets. You know, so that being said, we need to bring to light and call attention to whatever organizations or companies, whether it's Apple or whoever, that are providing these care packages to the illegal immigrants at the border. If all of the phones are Apple, for example, and I don't know if they are or not, or whoever it is, we need
so
to know.
So this is an interesting question about the phones. It appears to me, just from my observation, there is no consistent. There's no single phone that they all have. They all seem to have different phones. So I don't know if these are like refurbished phones or phones that they're just picking up that, you know, for cheap or something to get into their hands or something like that. Or maybe they're bringing in their own phones, but their phones go through processing. And so when they get their manila envelope from the government, their phone is back in it. We do know some of them are getting phones because that's the only way they can get them through because they have an app that they use now. There's a government app to help facilitate this whole thing, so they have to give them a phone. So I think that some of them probably have their own phones, and then they probably also have refurbished phones that they're giving to people that don't have phones because they have to get that app on them. Here's some news on this. Illegal immigrants get free smartphones paid for by U.S. taxpayers. Some do not have court dates until 2035. So I'm seeing 2035. It was up to 2028. But, yeah, that just shows the influx, Nathan.
Right. Well, I just wanted to bring attention to that because we do need to be paying attention if there's any individuals or organizations that are funding this.
Well, it's the American Red Cross. Absolutely. Yeah. It's the American Red Cross. It's UNICEF. It's a bunch of NGOs. It's a bunch of Catholic organizations. See, but they do a pretty good job with this stuff so that you can't even really boycott it.
I understand that. One last point, if I may, real quick, Owen, is, you know, if your agenda was mass depopulation, one of the easiest ways they could do that is to herd everybody together in one place. And that seems like what they're doing for several years, you know. And so I would just be looking out for some false flags or maybe even some sort of like mass casualty events of that sort of thing, because the more people you have massed together, that's where you're going to have trouble. We used to say that in the military, just jokingly, you know, when we'd have a gaggle of people all you know, grouped together, we'd say grenade, you know, because that's the sort of mindset that they have, is they're going to take out as many people as possible when they're gathered together like that.
Well, absolutely, and that's why I was talking about earlier how much it, I don't even know how to really, it hit me so heavily, it hit me in such a different way, seeing that gate be the one-way street that it is, because it makes you think, just like Nathan is doing, it makes you think, like, wait a second, what is really going on here? It's like, why are they bringing in all of North Africa to Europe? Why are they bringing in all of Central America to North America, to the United States of America? Like, this is being done intentionally, folks. There is an agenda here, clearly. So I don't know if it's as diabolical as what Nathan may have suggested, but if you're not thinking, if you're not looking at this and thinking what is going on here, then you're just not paying attention. You're just out to lunch. You're gone.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Told us we were going to get the trans shooters manifesto, and then we didn't. And now they're still trying to hold it back. Trans shooters manifesto is now in judges' hands. Regime won't release crazed trans shooters writings more than a month after the mass shooting. Well, we know why. We know why. A little consistency would be nice, though. If you're not going to release any manifestos, then don't release any manifestos. But if you are going to release some manifestos, then release all manifestos. But I guess that's why having localized governments is good, because then you don't have tyranny, and they can decide each case. But we know why they don't want to release that manifesto. Because it was a Trump supporter, obviously. They want to protect the Trump movement. They don't want you to release that trans manifesto. Come on. Come on. We all know that. That's so obvious. That's why they're hiding it. That's why the media is not raising a fuss about it. Of course. Of course. All right, we take a couple more phone calls. We have Adam in California on the air. Adam also has a Bandop video channel that you can check out, and he's on the air with us now. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good. We got the Adam King Show pulled up here on the screen, so glad to be having your content on band.video.
Yeah, you know, it's quite an honor. We just did a great show with Greg Reese. I encourage everybody to check it out. Before I get to my question, though, I want to congratulate you and the team on amazing journalism down at the border. I mean, I don't think anybody in America is covering the story like you guys here are at InfoWars.
Well, here's the difference. The one main difference, there's a lot of differences, but the one thing that stands out is the left has activists everywhere. Their judges are activists. Their teachers are activists. Their journalists are activists. And so, yeah, I'm a journalist, and I'm a reporter, and I'm a talk show host, and I'm all these other things. But I'm also an activist. And so that's what it looks like when you have activists in the world out there that happen to be conservative. So there's going to be more. It's not going to be just me, but it still is InfoWars that is trying to push that trend and change that for the future. So I think it's just starting to catch up, though.
Yeah, you know, it was really excellent, and you really hit it on the head with that activism. And also, since it is Mother's Day, I want to give a shout-out to all the mothers, but specifically all the InfoWarrior mothers out there who are birthing unvaccinated heterosexual patriots for our movement. Big shout-out to all you ladies. And yeah, man, InfoWars is the home of the resistance. It's the tip of the spear. Without InfoWars, there is no resistance. There's no forward motion. This is the place where everything is led from, and you guys clearly showed that down at the border. And I hope you guys go back. I hope you guys continue this story and really pound into them. I wanted to talk to you, Owen. I wanted to ask you a question and get your thoughts on a subject that I've been pondering for some time. You know, I kind of have no allegiances and no loyalties moving into 2024. And, you know, everybody is drunk off the DeSantis Trump thing. And I'm over here, you know, checking out RFK Jr. and all my thoughts. One thing I want to get your opinion on with Trump and see what you think. You know, if Trump is really on our side or if he's not on our side. And one thing I look at is his hiring. His hiring proves that he is completely a compromised asset. I mean, he takes Mark Meadows off the Freedom Caucus, makes him White House Chief of Staff. Now Mark Meadows is gone. Corey Radcliffe, DNI. Devin Nunes is the worst one of all. He was leading everything going into Russiagate and everything. And now he's CEO in the private sector doing nothing. It's almost like Trump kiboshed the entire Russia hoax. I want to get your thoughts on this mixed with some Jeff Sessions and some, what was that guy's name from ExxonMobil, that other horrible deep state hire that he pulled. But how do we know we can trust him to actually hire again the right people when he's hired time after time after time consecutively the wrong people?
Well, look, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to criticize some of Trump's hires. Absolutely. But to say that every person he hired or worked with was bad is just not fair or accurate. There were good people. Now, as far as how can we trust him to be better in the future, I can't answer that. There is no answer for me for that. That's a big, fair concern to have about Donald Trump, that you're either just going to have to trust that he learned to hire better people or doubt it. And that's just going to have to be a decision. We're just going to have to look at the signs and the symbols. So the best I could do, I would just play this of General Flynn at a Reawaken America tour event this weekend where Donald Trump called him live on the event and had this to say.
Trump had to call off his first Iowa rally of his 2024 presidential campaign on Saturday due to a tornado watch in the state. He instead called into a QAnon-linked event called Reawaken
QAnon
America.
QAnon-linked event? Whose lying report is this?
Security advisor Michael Flynn and vowed to bring him back in his next administration. Trump was scheduled to speak at a Save America rally in Des Moines, Iowa, at 7 p.m. local time, but announced on his social media platform Truth Social that he had been asked to delay or cancel the event because of the severe weather conditions. He said he would reschedule the rally soon and thanked his supporters for their understanding. Meanwhile, Trump made a surprise appearance via phone at the Reawaken America tour in Dallas, Texas, which was organized by QAnon supporter Clay Clark and featured Flynn as one of the speakers.
That's just a lie. So there's lie about Clay.
Trump praised Flynn as a great patriot and a great general and said he would bring him back to his
administration
if he wins the 2024 election. Flynn was fired by Trump in 2017 for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia and later pleaded guilty to the same charge. He was pardoned by Trump in 2020 and has since become a prominent figure in the QAnon conspiracy movement,
right,
which believes that Trump is secretly fighting a cabal.
So I thought that this was the actual audio of Trump calling into Flynn, but I guess it was just this other report we had. So that's a little miscommunication on my part. I thought that was going to be the phone call. It was just that other weird report lying about Clay Clark. But I was going to play it because Trump calls in while Flynn is on the podium speaking and says that he's going to be hiring Flynn and bringing him back. So that's a good move. So again, I can't answer for sure. Can you trust Trump to hire better people? I don't know. All we can do is sit here and watch who he surrounds himself with and make the decision as times go along. I would hope he's learned who to hire and who not to hire. But again, we'll just have to wait and see. All right, let's go to Ron in Michigan. Ron, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing, bud?
Good.
Great job you did on the border. I really appreciate that. It was good. Great coverage.
Thank you.
Yeah, as far as that goes, as far as I got 2 points I want to come up. The first thing is the last caller, he made great points. What I was going to say is it's easy to figure out who Trump's enemies is because whoever hates them is the ones that you want to, you know, kind of have on a team. I mean, the ones that hate him is the ones you don't want to have on the scene, is what I'm trying to say. But what I'm trying to say, though, as far as the McCarthy goes, what has he done? I mean, he
nothing.
Not
he's batting zero. He's been
he's
a total
doing
failure.
Nothing. He's selling everything.
No, he sucks.
He has not done nothing, and it's just really.
I gave him a fair shot. I was against his nominee for Speaker of the House. I was with the Freedom Caucus and their resistance to that. But when he was able to get through the votes, I said, all right, I'll give him a fair shot. I'll give him a fair shake and let's see. So far, he's been a zero impact. So far, he's been a nothing. So, and of course, Mitch McConnell he's like a double negative. He's like a negative that is even more negative because he can't even show up to work anymore.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, should it go back to full price, it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I went to the hotel, but you're there for an even more important purpose. And I will say, General Flynn, he's some general, he's some man. He took abuse like nobody could have handled, and he came out bigger, better, stronger than ever before. We love him. He's a leader. And you just stay wealthy and healthy and well and everything. I want you to have great lives in general. You just have to stay healthy because we're bringing you back. We're going to bring you back.
wife's going crazy.
All right, so there it is. Donald Trump calling into the Reawaken America tour, telling Mike Flynn he'll be back working for him if or when he gets back into the White House. So that's certainly a good thing. We're about to take a couple more phone calls here. I want to let you know, coming up on Sunday Night Live, we've got a new Alex Jones classic, and that is the Scott Bennett interview. You don't want to miss this one if you haven't seen it yet. U.S. Army PsyOps expert, Fox News fired Carlson to maintain a semi-lobotomized quasi-retarded population. You remember that? Yeah, that was U.S. counter-terror expert Scott Bennett. He did an interview with Alex Jones. That's going to be aired in the first hour of Sunday Night Live tonight. And then John Coleman, this is a little Alex Jones classic. The Committee of 300, the true rulers of the world. Alex Jones recalls his interview with Dr. John Coleman, a leading expert on the world's secret ruling families. So this is a classic throwback here for hour two of Sunday Night Live tonight. All of this brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where I like to shop to get my supplements, whether it's the elite flagship supplements like DNA Force Plus and the Real Red Pill Plus, which is a great combination every morning, those two supplements, or it is the energy necessity supplement like Turbo Force Plus that I talk about so much as well. Now, a necessity, if you're not into supplements or maybe not a health nut, a necessity is a water filter, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you not filtering your water yet? You can get a water filter right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've already found the nexus point in best quality and best price. That's what we bring you with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your purchases there that keep us on the air. If you don't want to buy a product, you can go right to InfoWarsStore.com, make a direct donation today, and it's your support there, obviously, that keeps it all going. And what did we do? What did we warn about COVID? It was all a giant depopulation agenda. And we've got more on that now at InfoWars.com. Ventilators killed nearly all COVID patients. According to a new study, the vast majority of COVID patients who required help from a ventilator also developed deadly secondary bacterial pneumonia, according to analysis published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. Yeah, it was like 98% of all COVID deaths were in the hospital. And we were detailing this years ago, how they were able to get them on the vents, and that was part of the process that Fauci was a part of, getting them on the remdesivir to fill their lungs up with moisture to then get them on the ventilator that ended up killing them, not COVID. And that was the procedure from Fauci. It was a procedure to have you... And now all these top studies are showing it. Wow. Most COVID deaths happened in a hospital. Most of the COVID deaths were from ventilators. When will Anthony Fauci have his next congressional testimony to answer these questions? All right, let's take a couple more phone calls now. Hammer Hardy is in Florida, and he joins us on the air. Go ahead, Hammer Hardy.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. So yeah, I wanted to talk about what's going on. I noticed recently, the last week or so, Alex has been coming to terms with the fact that we're not going to stop what's coming. And I'm not trying to, you know, speak down or anything, but I did call back in 2021. I called in and I told Alex, we're not going to stop what's coming. And I know I'm just a regular caller, but the very following week, he had three guests on. And all three of those guests all said the same thing. He was, you know, opening up ideas. How do we stop this? How do we turn this back? Everybody said we're not going to stop it. So if you don't mind, I'd like to read a couple of scriptures from the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 15 through 17. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? And basically what that means is, although we want to do good, we can't be so good that we let the enemy overrun us. Now, what's going to happen is exactly what's been happening in Europe. They invade, they allow a bunch of people to invade the country, and then when those people attack us, we have judges and we have district attorneys that turn a blind eye. But if we defend ourselves, then we get punished. So what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to defend ourselves. And we can't seek justice in a corrupt system. So that means we're going to have to defend ourselves from a corrupt government as well.
You can see, I find this to be, because when you read that Bible verse, that is the righteousness that's going to kill us. And I'm not disagreeing with what you said, but let's look at what just happened in New York City on the subway with that former Marine Daniel Perry. He steps in and subdues a well-known vagrant, a well-known mentally disturbed, aggressive New York subway rider who sometimes pretends to be Michael Jackson, and now he's facing charges. Now he's arrested. And so think about it like this. If you're a woman and you ride the New York City subway, the only thing that was standing between you and a deranged lunatic was hoping there was a good Samaritan on that train, hoping that there was another man on that train, that if you were in a compromising situation with an aggressive, deranged person, that he would step in and try to help you. Well, that's gone. That's gone. So now anybody who wants to do a righteous act like that in public, you're now going to jail. So is that the defending yourself that you're talking about? Is that the over-righteousness that you're talking about?
No, the over-righteousness that I'm talking about is where people basically they say, you know, there's people that say, you know, I want to be Christ-like. I want to, and I'm a Christian too, but I'm a Christ 2.0. The one that comes back and isn't a peacemaker, because evil has gone so rampant and so out of control, there is no talking people back into their senses. These people have gone completely wild, and the only way to deal with them, if they're going to bring force on us, we have every right, both in heaven and on earth, to use force in defense of ourselves. And if I can't go to the Justice Department, if I can't go to our government for justice, and then I take justice into my own hands and I get punished, then that means that government is now an extension of that same evil. And I have
every right to defend myself. We're at that point, my brother. We're at that point. And so really, if you accept that, you have three options. And this is just the reality, folks. You can either decide you're going to stay here and recognize that part of that is going to be putting a foot in the ground and saying, I'm going to stay here. I know my country's been corrupted. I know my country's been occupied, maybe even in some ways conquered. But I'm going to sit here. I'm going to stand for America. I'm going to hope that there can be a better America in the future. Or you can stay here and accept that you're going to be a corporate world government slave. Or you can leave. Or you can leave. But, I mean, that's pretty much where I'd say it's at. And, you know, make your decision. Make your decision. People are realizing that it's time to make the decision. And quite frankly, a lot of people had made this decision a long time ago. A lot of people realized this and made this decision a long time ago. But now it's just completely undeniable. And it's a slow creep into the average American realizing that these are the options you have now. All right. We're going to take a couple more calls. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show coming up here. We're going to be going to Jason and Joshua and Robert and maybe Dave if we have the time.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply.
modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's a touching video out there. President Trump surprises elderly Iowa couple that missed Saturday's rally due to tornado warnings. That's the human touch, the human element of Trump that most other politicians lack. They're so removed from the normal person, the normal human experience, they can't even relate to it. Dirty Judge Amy Berman Jackson backtracks and blocks Trump from testifying in lawsuit by FBI lovebirds Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. Yeah, that's because they don't want Trump testifying and talking about that dirty little collusion at the FBI to sabotage Trump's election. Can't be having that. All right. Let's start with Jason in Texas here in the final segment of this Sunday's Alex Jones Show. Remember, we've got some Alex Jones specials coming up on Sunday Night Live. Jason in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Two things real quick. First of all, the products. I got DNA Force Plus, Fast OB, Turmeric 95. I bought a ton of the hair and beard when it was on sale. I got like 2 years worth. I got Knockout, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultra 12, Survival Shield X3. My favorite is X2. I'll tell you real quick. One time I mixed up the Ultra 12 with the X2. and put a whole full dropper in my mouth. Okay. I'd already been taking it for a while, but it was wild. I don't recommend it, but it's not, but it was good.
I like to play chemist with the supplement sometime too, Jason.
Hey. So, the reason I called though, earlier you were talking about the cell phones with the so-called migrants and the app, right?
Yeah.
I think it would be really cool if, we could somehow get one of these phones and verify what's on the phone and intercept the push notifications. I don't know if anyone's done this. Maybe offer someone, a prepaid phone and $500 or something and get one of these phones and see what's going on. That's really all I had to say.
Yeah, that's a good idea. An interesting point. I don't know if that has been done. I do know a couple of the journalists that have been there talking to the migrants and getting access, at least momentarily, to the phone and those envelopes. So maybe I'll follow up with some of them. But that would be interesting to see, Jason. And I think we do have some idea because, like I said, we have had some access. But actually taking it and keeping it and monitoring it in real time, I don't think we've seen that. Let's go to Joshua in New Jersey. Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Owen, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Now, we can all sit here and complain about what's going on, because we are, and we have to, because we are losing. We've lost. We are not losing. We have lost our country.
Yes, and I think the situation at the border is about as much proof as you need.
So we need to look in the mirror, and we need to stop pushing the blame around on Democrats, Republicans, this one, that one. We all had a hand in this. So let's realize that. I have worked with people that were not here legally, that shouldn't have been in the country. They make more money than I make. They get all the free stuff they can get. They're driving around brand new cars. I work my butt off, and I drive a $400 Pontiac Bonneville. That's number one. Number two. You want to
Well, yeah, this is like, just quickly, this is like, because people will hear this and they won't even believe it. Folks, there was a story, we had it, no, she didn't share the story with anybody else. We had the exclusive, I think it may have ended up making the news. When they were bringing in the Afghan migrants after the failed pullout, they were making sure they got access to the housing market before Americans did. And so we had a real estate agent on from Florida who was explaining, Florida real estate's hot, but Americans could come in and normally there'd be a bidding war or there'd be, a couple people trying to get a house that she'd be selling in Florida. Well, now the government would step in and say, no, you're going to sell it to these Afghan migrants. We'll match the price. And then the Americans were just left out to dry. So that's definitely going on.
Point was, everybody's talking about voting with their dollar, voting with their dollar. You want to vote with your dollar? Everybody, in one voice, at one time, stop paying your taxes, federal, state, and local, until they get their act together. Let them take away 8,000 people, put them in jail for not paying their taxes, and 20,000 will show up outside that courthouse and demand their release, because we didn't pay either. Are you going to arrest 300 million people?
Well, I wish the country was that unified. I wish that's how that situation would play out. And sadly, it'd be like most other situations where the person making the statement or the groups making the statement would be the ones that suffer and face the time. And then I don't know if it ever get the momentum it would need to get. I'm not trying to be completely hopeless here. But, I'm somebody that's put my neck out there and been arrested many times making a political statement. And I'd hate to be the only person doing that the rest of my life, but that's why Joe Biden is at a Howard University graduation ceremony talking about white supremacy, and that's why Mayorkas is warning about white supremacy, because they want us divided so that we can never unify on something like that. Hey, let's just all stop paying taxes. Our government is corrupted. Our government is criminal. We're broke. We're going through hard times. They keep stealing our money and giving it to foreigners. We're done. I wish we could reach that point. I'm not sure we're there yet, Joshua. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we got a phone on the... Oh, okay, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. Let me give me 1 second to take you off speaker. All right. Hey, Owen, I don't understand how you had the composure to keep your poise when you're at the border and they're just gaslighting you constantly. However, I think you're pretty much everyone in America who sees what's going on feels the same way. We want to just scream at them and understand why they're just going to allow themselves to, be gaslit and all these other things.
Well, look, there's going to be a realization in this country soon. And the realization is this. And I guess I try to explain this, and I definitely live this example. The same thing happened 2 weeks ago. I'm at the Texas Capitol building, and I'm sitting there with the group of trans kids activists. And they're up to their normal tactics. And so I basically just call them out right there at the Texas State Capitol, right to their face, with the cameras rolling. And a bunch of people walk by, Republican staffers and state legislators and just people that work at the Capitol, walk by. And I'm watching them walk by. The cameras are on me, but I'm watching them walk by. And they're shaking their head, and they're cheering in agreement, and they're putting their fists in the air, and they're, like, stunned that somebody's calling it out to their face. It's like, oh, you can do that? Like, you can push back against these bullies? Like, you can call out these bullies? Wait, like, I'm an American? I have free speech? Like, oh. It's kind of like there's a famous image of when I stood up during the Nadler impeachment hoax, and I stand up and I call him out, and there's a famous image where one of the guys in front of me has this look on his face like he can't even believe it. He can't even believe there's an American left on this planet that will actually stand up and tell the truth. And you can see in his face like, oh my gosh, someone's actually willing to stand up and tell the truth? Someone's not actually afraid of our government? Somebody's not actually afraid of Jerry Nadler and the Democrats? Somebody's not actually afraid of these leftist liberal crazies? Same thing at the border. Same thing at the border. Why should I, as an American who's not breaking the law, be afraid of Border Patrol telling me to turn my camera off, telling me I can't talk because we're exposing the illegal immigration pipeline and Biden's border invasion? So you started to kind of hear some grumblings from some other people in that video starting to raise their voice up a little bit. So the realization that Americans need to have is that, folks, you are a free person. You are not meant to be a slave. You have a birthright. You have a birthright as an American. And I don't like this whole we was queens thing. But no, the truth of the matter is that was what was established in 1776, that you are your own king. You are your own king of your own life and your own future and your own destiny and your own family. And it's time to start acting like it. So, yeah, would the king of the jungle, would a lion, would the king walk in a Border Patrol agent saying, there's no buses coming through here, turn off your cameras and stop talking? No, he'd stand up and call him a liar. That's what an American behaves like. So, but this is the realization. You are an American. You have a birthright. You have a destiny. It's time to stand up and take it back. That does it for the Alex Jones Show, but stay tuned for some classic Alex Jones coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.